Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of our interview with Neil Greenberg, I thought it was a really good examination into what's going wrong with the Washington Nationals, how just day-to-day life is impacted by luck, how luck is created, how luck is eviscerated. I don't know. It's some questions don't have answers.
How luck is unexplainable.
Yeah, dude.
To be honest with you.
If you missed any of that, wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, whatever, you can listen to our segment with Greenberg. It was a good one.
Very good.
I want to circle back to this because I think Nats fans are pissed for a number of different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're pissed at some point we need a different, I don't want to be too like cataclysmic about this, but the reality is we can keep calling it a rebuild if we want, but this might just be what the organization is. Like nobody in Pittsburgh is calling that a rebuild. Because the Pirates have just sucked forever because they don't spend any money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Reds, like, some of these organizations, the Royals, you know what I mean? Like, there are some of these organizations that are just bottom feeders. And occasionally they pop, right? I think the Royals won a World Series within the last 6-7 years. Maybe it was 10 years ago. But, like, the Nats might have just had their pop. And now this is who they are.
Yep.
And I think fans are pissed about that. Because for a while, to their credit, the learners spent. And this team was good. And they were a playoff contender every year. But it's now been 5 years the opposite direction.
Yeah.
This is not a small sample anymore. And so I think fans are pissed about that. Then I think fans are pissed about the actual 10-game losing streak. Losing 3 in a row to Miami and then 2 right now to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Understandably, fans are right to be pissed about all these things. But I wanted to circle back to Davey's comments over the weekend that really seemed to bother a lot of people. And from reporters I know and trust, Mark Zuckerman's telling me players were pissed.
I don't blame him.
Let's hear what Davey said.
When you look at the offense as a whole, I think you guys haven't produced like you wanted to this month. For you, how much of that is on the players, on coaching?
It's never on coaching. Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches.
Now, that's not true. So, to say it's never on the coaching shows that he's not in tune with reality. Because a coach can teach you something the wrong way or tell you something the wrong way. Sometimes it's when they say something or how they say it, okay? We were playing golf yesterday. What did I tell you? I say, when the guy would say something real late,
yeah.
That's a problem. But to say it's never on coaching is BS.
It's defensive. I wonder, so there's been a lot of consternation about Darnell Coles, the hitting coach. And I feel like in that moment, Davey just wanted to pounce to protect his coach, his guy. But
if he
to
was
say
saying
it's never
not,
on coaching, then why are there coaches in the first
if he
place?
Had said
why do you even exist?
It's not only on the coaches.
Sure.
Then I would have taken that. But to say it's never on the coaches, you got to be a damn fool. What you think, coaches are perfect?
I think he misspoke. But sometimes it doesn't matter. If you misspoke, you still said it.
Yeah.
And I wonder, I'm not talking, you are a sage, very smart, calm grandfather now. I want to know what.
I don't know how true that is.
Some of those are true. I want to know what 27-year-old B. Mitch in a locker room reacts to that. Player in locker room hears coach say, it's not on us, it's on them.
I would have probably talked directly to that coach. And I was smart enough not to do it in front of other players or people like that. walk in his office, have a conversation, and say, dog, you didn't mean to say what you said, did you? Because right now you're saying that we are screwing up and you all are perfect and you all are shouldn't be given any blame. And if that's what you truly believe, then guess what? You just lost this whole damn locker room. And I can understand now where what's the young lady that called it yesterday?
Anna.
Anna is saying he lost the locker room because I'm probably of that damn comment. Because that comment will lose you a locker room. When coaches say something sometimes, they're just like any other person. They're not perfect with it. But it's never on the coaches. That's finality, right? So every time we have a problem, it's only on the players, not on the coaches. That's a damn lie. Some coaches are horrible. Some coaches get their job just because their boy is the head dude, or they have some familiarity or some relative that was in the front office.
Sure.
Some coaches aren't good at what they do. And if you tell a player, coachable players, they do exactly what the coach says, because there are players that want to give all, hey, man, you the coach, they hired you, I believe in you. And if you tell me something the wrong way, guess what I'm now doing? I'm now going 100% the wrong damn way. And then you will say that me listening to you is not your fault, it's my fault.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So I can understand why fans got pissed and why players would be ultimately pissed at that.
That was really, really good. Lou, whoever's listening, B. Mitch explaining that is really, really valuable. And hopefully fans heard it and can understand. I don't think it was an accident this morning. Mike Rizzo was on with the Junks, and he seemed to be in scramble mode a little bit. Like, just his comments. But one thing he said that I thought was on purpose is he said Davey still has the pulse of the clubhouse. I don't know that that's accurate.
Davey lost a lot of the pulse when he made that comment.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you're in a dire situation. This is when you're supposed to galvanize and come together. You basically pushed your players away. And you pulled your coaches closer to you, which now make a player have a problem with a coach that he was respecting just a little bit earlier. Because now, if the head man says it's never the coaches, now you're starting to think that that coach might have been lying to you, wasn't genuine with you. And that's that fractured yep. some relationships right there.
You're drawing a line.
I would expect him, listen, bro, he needs to, whether publicly or some type of way, go to those players and say, that's not what I meant. I meant to say it's not just the coaches. And then that may help, but it's never the coaches. That's the quickest way to be like losing the damn locker room.
You draw a line. You create an us and them where it's supposed to just be all of us together. Mm-hmm. And it's tricky.
And it's just like little things. I remember one of my coaches, he said something which I didn't agree with, so I questioned him. And he told me, why are you questioning me? You're supposed to just listen. I said, no. I was taught when I don't agree with something to ask a question. And if you don't have a problem with trying to explain it, then it shouldn't be a problem, right? This dude went on to tell me I had no home training, which to me means now you're knocking my mom and my daddy.
Right.
So I had to step to him. I listen, everybody say what they want to say. That you've never been in a locker room, you don't understand the dynamics. Once he started questioning my mom and my dad, then I had to step to him and check him. And he quickly realized that, oh, I better change this up. No, he said, what I was saying is you're not respecting elders. Well, if the elder is wrong, why the hell am I respecting? Because eventually he was wrong. We found out that he was wrong. So you got to be careful what you say, especially to a group of men. I don't care if they're 21, 22,
elite athletes,
or they're 30. They are testosterone-driven dudes who know their craft if they're where they are. And let's be real. People don't just be given jobs to be players in the league.
Sure.
But they are, a lot of people are given jobs to be coaches in the league.
Well said right there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.